It's good to be in the house of the Lord. And I don't know where to start, but I'll just try my best. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, it says, "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." That's my life verse. And I remember I was born in a very, very, very rough area. Brother Edward Dixon and my friend Gary, all of them, they came to my home. And it's a very rough area. Every morning you wake up, someone is dead. Either shot dead or just killed by people who don't know about the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe Muslims. We have a lot of Muslims who just come to church, and sometimes other burn churches down. Other burn, like they just burn the church. But I remember one day, I was born in a Christian home. My mom and my dad, all of them are Christians, and they love the Lord very much. They do. And I remember one day I was going to school, and my mom said, "Son, we know we don't have nothing, but the Lord will always provide for us." Yes. At that time, I didn't know the Lord very much, despite just me being in a Christian home, just going to school every morning and then. So one day I went to a camp meeting for a whole week, and the preacher preached about salvation, and it just ripped my heart, and I was just like, wow. He was just preaching about heaven and how to get saved, and how I was saved when I was 12 years old. And that day I just went on the altar and just said, "I want to receive Jesus Christ as my personal Savior." Since I was 15 years old, I just had a burden. I just had a burden to do missions, because I was going with my dad just to serve the people in the Maasai area where we went the other day. So I just had a heart to missions then. I went to school. I finished high school. I graduated. I still had a burden. I told my dad, "Hey dad, I just need to do missions." My dad didn't have any money. He doesn't work a job or good. He just served the people, and he has a very servant heart. He served the people with all his heart, with all his mind, with all his soul. I remember one day we went to the bush area, and these people don't have water. They don't have food to eat. Sometimes they don't even eat for a whole week. They don't have nothing to eat. But trust me, God has been good. And he's always good. So when we were there, these people didn't have anything to eat, but my dad had something. He just said, "I don't have any food, but I have the Word of God, which is a spiritual food to you guys." The guy, you know, over in Kenya, we have a lot of people who believe in fake religions. They believe in ancestors. And this community, if I tell you this, you won't believe, but they do it. They believe in their own ancestors. For example, if someone's died, they don't bury them. They take the flesh out. They take the bones. They squeeze the bones out to make a powder. Then they drink it. They drink that. That's what they believe. They believe in their ancestors. They don't believe in God. Some of them believe God is there, but they just have fake things. So my dad, that's his ministry. That's where he goes. We went there with Brother Gary, and I and Brother Dominic, he died. But that's what my dad do. And I had a heart to serve the people. And I'm here to do missions. Missions is what I'm doing. I'm majoring in missions. And I want to serve the people, to tell them about God, how God is good. I just want to tell them how God saved my life. He saved me from not going to hell. See, He saved me from sin. And He saved me from going to hell. Not going to hell, but going to heaven. So, when I'm here, sometimes, as He said, when people go home, I just stay in my room, in my dorm. I just pray to God and tell God, you had a purpose, wife. You just told me to come here. At first, when I was coming here, God, you know, sometimes the devil tries to discourage you, tries to do anything that will let you not do what you want to do for the Lord. So one day when I was ready to come, I had a visa ready. I was working 24 hours job every night. I was working just to raise my money and to come over here. So when I was working, my dad got sick. He had a stroke. So I was like, wow, God, do you want me to go over there? Everything that I had raised, I paid for my dad. And the doctor said, we still need more money so that we can treat your dad. And I said, and the doctor said, that's what we have to do. We can't do anything else. But I told the doctor, I know my dad. My dad is going to survive. My dad is not going to be crippled for the whole of his life. Because they said he can't do anything. He can't even raise his left arm. He can't walk again. But I told them, that's not God. That God doesn't want that to happen. And it won't happen. You are just a doctor. You're just a human being. But God, Jesus Christ, He is the doctor of all doctors. You're just here to treat, but my God will not allow that. The doctor said, according to what you just did, all the signs and all everything, I don't think if your dad is going to walk again. I was like, wow. Please, God. I just knelt at where my dad was, and we said, God, please, don't allow this to happen. Don't allow what the doctors are saying, my dad is going to survive. I just prayed and prayed the whole night. My mom was just weeping. My siblings were just, I have three sisters. They were just weeping and saying, I'm sure this doctor will not say the truth. And I told them, hey, mom, hey, siblings, trust me, God is always faithful. Amen. And he won't allow this to happen. So the other day when we woke up in the morning, we went back to the hospital, and my dad was able to lift his arm. And I told the doctor, I told you, you're just here to do that. Then I remember I led that doctor to the Lord. He got saved. He was drunk. He used to drink, then I told him, trust me, what I said, my God is always faithful. Anything that you said, anything, my dad was in the bush area the other day, and he baptized 50 people. They told him he's not going to walk again. They told him he's going to be crippled the whole of his life. He's going to use a walking stick. But God didn't allow that to happen. So God is always good. And this verse here always gives me courage. Like, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee. Trust me, church. that God has been good to me. And I remember when he told me, how do you survive in school? I told him this: where God leads, he feeds. And I told him, where God guides, he provides. You know, some of the people, he told me, Americans here, they take things for granted. That's, I've been here, I've seen, Brother Gary was telling me the other night, are you ready to go back to Kenya? I told him, brother, I have a mission heart, and I'm ready to go. Anytime, I'm ready to go. And we have, God, like, I just have this to say, God is always faithful in my life, and he has provided for me. Since the only, every time I'm just praying to him, he's always faithful, and he always provides for me. Even if I eat the food that the Roman soldiers were eating, the failed Roman noodles. That's what they did. They were eating Roman noodles. That's what I survived with. But sometimes it's hard to survive with. He asked me, which flavor do you like? He asked me, beef. I don't like beef. I love chicken. Chicken, every time, chicken soup. That's my favorite. And I just have five fatherly responsibilities that God is. God provides, God protects, God encourages, God comforts, and God disciplines. You know, when you do something wrong, maybe when you are a kid, your dad will spank you. I remember one day my dad spanked me. I was 14 years old, and my dad told me, hey, son, don't go to that field, because that field, people are smoking marijuana, people are doing all kind of junk. And my dad told me, hey, don't go there. I was like, Dad, but I'm just going to play soccer. I'm not going to do anything else. Son, do not go there. Wow, I said. That day, I went, I played soccer, I did all, I just had fun. When I came back home, my dad asked me, where were you? I just said, I was just riding bicycles over around here. I lied. But my dad found out that I went to play soccer to the field that he said, do not go there. Oh, my soul. That day, I was spanked. My dad used a belt to spank us. Oh. That's the same thing in Hebrews 12:10. You know, God chasing us. If we do something that is not good, he's chasing us. He disciplines. So if you do something wrong, trust me, God will chasten you. Maybe you won't see. Maybe you won't get something that you've been praying for a long time. God will supply it if you're not faithful to him. If you're not praying to him every day, if you just pray, you know people, let's say some people just call themselves Christians, but if you ask them why, they say, oh, I do good, I do this. Trust me, that won't take you to heaven. The only thing that will take you to heaven is getting Jesus Christ as your personal savior. That's the only thing. I do good. No, not your works. Trust me, not your works. So I'm just having a burden to go back to Kenya and just to help people, just to receive the word of God and just to try helping the kids over there, the people who don't know Jesus Christ as a personal savior. And I think this story is Brother Brother Edward. One day he was going to do soul winning around the nursing home. Then when he was doing soul winning, he saw like a bunch of brown nuts on the table. Then he started eating those brown nuts. Then the old people were like, Edward said, "I'm sorry, I just ate you all your brown nuts." Then the old people were like, "Don't worry about it. We just licked the chocolate out of it." and we put the brown nuts on the table. So that means that he ate what the old people were just licking the chocolate out of it. I love you, brother. And I just want to thank you, church, for just helping my dad in the bush area and just supporting what he's doing. Brother Gary and Brother Dixon have been there. You are very blessing. Even your prayer, everything is just help. The prayer that you pray every morning, maybe you pray at night before you sleep, that helps a lot. Yeah. And it strengthens people's heart. And, you know, every morning when we have bad roads, when you go there, I remember one day when we were coming out of the bush, we didn't have, it was a night, and the car broke down. The tire went flat. We didn't have anything to do. So my mom, my dad were like, "Wow, what are we going to do now? No tire, no spare tire." We had to call another guy from church to bring a spare tire so that we can go back in the jungle. Sometimes we face challenges, but we're still keeping it strong. One day we went to the bush, still the bush area. I think that day we were, me, Brother Gary, Brother Dominic, Brother Edward, you were there. The car broke down. We had to push the car to start it off again. But praise God, we got a new van. It's working. And I just thank you, church, for just providing and just praying. Just keep praying. Even if you can't support it by prayer. Church, prayer works. It works. Every time you just come to kneel at the altar and just pray for the God, pray for your country, pray for all the leaders, pray for everyone, pray for people to get saved, not to be in this sinful world. We don't want people to get to hell. We want them to go to heaven. That's why we're telling them about Jesus Christ. And thank you very much. And don't hide your light that Jesus Christ has shown you. Thank you very much, church. And God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving. And I'm so glad tomorrow we're going to eat turkey. And I remember last year I didn't have to go anywhere. I was just at school by myself. But Brother Dominic, Brother Dixon Edwards, he's a huge blessing. Him and my mom, Faith, thank you very much. I can't thank you every. I just thank you for everything. And Christy and always, I think she's a. Yeah, I just thank you for everything. And thank you, church. I love you all. God bless you.